Republican National Convention is now history for the year 2016. This week we've got Democratic National Convention. And in the studio with us we have Tom Orlando, Lorain County Clerk of Courts, and he is going to talk to us about that. Tom, good morning. Pleasure to have you in the studio. Welcome to the morning show.
Great to be here, too. It's a beautiful Monday morning in Lorain County.
Well, tell you what, why don't we kick things off with a general overview. What are we going to expect this week, Democratic National Convention?
Well, I'll tell you, when you look at the political landscape in 2016, it's really hard to predict. You would imagine through the last couple presidential election cycles, the conventions were pretty much a scripted infomercial for the nominee. We saw with the Republican convention last week that sometimes things don't always go as planned, so you have to plan for the unexpected. But I think the main goal for Secretary Hillary Clinton, who will be the nominee, is to try to unify the party as best she can. And the Democratic Party also knows that this was a very, very tough primary. And sometimes after primaries, it takes, you know, a lot of work I guess what you can call bring the family together. So there's been a lot of media attention on the Sanders supporters. Senator Sanders brought a lot of issues to light during this campaign. And it's going to be interesting to see how things roll out once the convention actually starts.
Well, along those lines, I've heard that Hillary supporters are very different than the Sanders supporters in many ways. How are we going to bring the two together into one unified, hey, let's go after, let's have Hillary come on in?
I really don't think that there's that much of a so-called difference, and I think that's something that the media is concentrated on. These are Democrats that showed up to vote during the primary. They probably agree on 90% of the issues. I think there's some other issues that stand out that I think at this point the Clinton team has I think done a pretty good job to address. You have the minimum wage issue that was huge for Sanders supporters. The Clinton team has been addressing that. You have the cost of high college, public college and private college, but specifically public tuition is a main issue. I have two kids in college right now, so I definitely can relate to that. It's something that Americans are struggling with, and I thought Sanders brought that out, and his supporters really pushed that through. And I think the next issue that's probably the biggest that you may see a little bit of a difference there is on trade. And I think that's something that Senator Clinton needs to address. This has been a long-standing issue within our Democratic Party on these free trade deals. And a lot of us, including myself, want fair trade. But the trade deals that have been pushed through over the last 20-plus years have really affected blue-collar workers the most. And that needs to be addressed. We've heard candidates run for the highest office and for the House and Senate talk about these issues, but we haven't seen a lot of change there. And I think that's where there is a real divide. I think that needs to be addressed, and I'm going to wait to see what is actually said and see what the game plan is going to be if Secretary Clinton is elected.
Talking to Tom Orlando this morning, Lorain County Clerk of Courts, we are talking about the Democratic National Convention, which is going to be this week. Got to talk about the email scandal. How are Democrats going into this, and how are they able to work with this under those circumstances?
It's a great question, and I guess when you talk about the email scandal, now you have to ask which one.
Right.
Is it the...
We got to keep politicians off of computers. From this moment on, stay off your computer, make phone calls. That's it.
Well, I noticed Secretary Clinton announced her vice presidential pick through a text message. So at least there wasn't an email scandal with that announcement. But I think that, you had the past scandal with the server, which a lot of people are moving on from now. But the new, revelation of some of these emails that were exchanged between Clinton's campaign and the DNC have now really caused a lot of problems. I see that the head of the DNC, Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, is resigning her post and she lost her speaking spot at the convention. It's an issue. It's a major issue, and it goes back to the concern of a lot of voters in this country that they felt that the system was kind of weighed against one candidate or the other. And I think when you go into the superdelegate issue, I think that was something that a lot of the Sanders supporters had a real issue with. If you look back 8 years ago, the superdelegates weren't supporting Senator Clinton. They were primarily backing then-Senator Barack Obama. So this time around, it went to her favor. The Sanders backers did not get the change they wanted in the Rules Committee, but they did get a commission put together. They're calling, I believe, the Unity Commission, and they are going to review the future influence of superdelegates. So it was kind of like a half win for them, but I think that's something that's going to be looked at very closely going forward, because at the end of the day, you want that convention and the delegates to be the will of the people, not a select few that were chosen by the party. So I think that hopefully will be addressed. They didn't get the win they wanted, and that a lot of people wanted to abolish the superdelegates, but that's definitely still a hot topic. And then with the revelation of these emails that came out between the Clinton campaign and the DNC, that just stoked the fire even more.
Tom, during the convention, we might hear from President Obama. We might hear from Bill Clinton.
We'll hear from both.
Okay. Do you see them possibly upstaging Mrs. Clinton or no?
I think, Craig, that's a very, very good concern for us as Democrats. I mean, sometimes, Bill Clinton and Barack Obama can appear almost larger than life when they're speaking, and they've had some huge moments at past Democratic conventions. But make no mistake, this is Hillary Clinton's convention. When you look tonight at the speakers, you have Senator Cory Booker that's speaking. First Lady Michelle Obama is going to be speaking tonight. Senator Elizabeth Warren is going to be speaking. And then finally, you're going to have Senator Bernie Sanders. I think that's the speech that most Americans are going to be tuning into to see what happens. I mean, we can expect great motivational, emotional speeches from President Obama and former President Bill Clinton. But the two speeches, I guess, that most people are going to be looking at are, one, Senator Sanders, and two, the nominee, Hillary Clinton.
And when the smoke clears at the end of the week, you think it'll be a unified party?
Well, and, I think that they'll move, I hope, as a Democrat, that we move closer to unifying the party. It's not all going to happen in 3 or 4 days, but I think we'll find out tonight the tone. I mean, Senator Sanders has, once he came out and endorsed Hillary Clinton for president, I mean, he has not personally reacted to this new revelation with the emails between the DNC and Senator Clinton's campaign, which were, quite frankly, hurtful to the Sanders campaign. So I think tonight, all the speeches, I'm sure, can be great, but the one from Senator Sanders will let us know, Craig, if this convention is going to move towards unifying the party or if there's still going to be a lot of work to do after the convention's over.
Well, it appears, I shouldn't say it appears, it is. I guess it is what it is. With the Republicans, the old guard wanted no part of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
In the Democratic Party, the leadership clearly wanted Hillary Clinton. What do you say to the average voter who thinks, what's going on here?
Sure. I don't think that and this is just my personal opinion, the average voter is okay if certain people that are in power or you call establishment are supporting one candidate or the other, as long as the playing field is fair. And when you have the DNC getting involved the way they did, definitely leaning towards Clinton, even strategizing some things that really were horrible as far as personal things or religious manners regarding Senator Sanders. Craig, I think when things like that happen, you see heads roll, per se, and when you see the head of the DNC having to resign her position, I mean, that is a big deal, especially as we're kicking off our convention. So I think hopefully the average voter, or I don't know if there is what you call an average voter, but I hope that voters out there see that at least the Democratic Party recognizes there was a problem. They're taking an initiative to try and fix it. But when emotions are high, things don't get fixed overnight, but at least I think voters are seeing, hey, they recognize it, and now they're trying to get things right going forward.
The phrase, this is a historic election, is a phrase that I pretty much hear just about every time there's a presidential election. But I think it's pretty safe to say that this time, I mean, it really is. If you take a look at the two candidates, two very high-profile candidates, neither of whom just came out of nowhere that sometimes big candidates do. Talk about that a little bit.
Sure. Well, I mean, obviously the path that Donald Trump took is unconventional and historic. Senator Clinton and Secretary Clinton now being the first female candidate from one of the two major parties is also historic as well.
And, of course, the wife of a former president.
Absolutely. I feel like, you know, the country knew a lot about both candidates beforehand. I think the one thing that's really historic about this election, which isn't a great thing, are the high negativity ratings of both candidates. Each one of them on their own have the highest negative ratings ever. So I think what you're going to see, as we've already started seeing to kick off, is probably a pretty negative campaign from both parties trying to drive up those negatives of their opponent even further. So hopefully both of them can come back and really concentrate on the issues here. I mean, at the end of the day, their paths have been different and historic, but we have issues in this country that need to be resolved. And, you know, as a Democrat, I'm hopeful that the party and Secretary Hillary Clinton, who will now be our nominee this week, really hammers home the issues, because that's what people really care about more than some of the rhetoric you're seeing flying around. And I think on the issues, I think it's a winner for Democrats.
Well, percentage-wise, if you have people who have made up their minds and cannot be changed versus those people who are still on the fence and who just aren't sure where to go, where do you think it's going to go? And I realize this is kind of a loaded question because, obviously, you know, you're supportive of one particular candidate.
Sure.
But trying to remove yourself as best as you can from that, really, what would you tell that person who is just on the fence?
Well, I would say, you know, continue following closely what each candidate is saying and their campaigns are saying, but tune into the debates. I mean, the good thing about the debates is there is no filter. You're seeing the candidates not being able to just use talking points. They are going to be answering questions, and we've seen a lot of the journalists and the moderators from these past debates aren't afraid to ask the tough questions. So tune in to the debates, see what the candidates actually have to say themselves, and then look at their track record. I think when you look at Secretary Clinton and how she's fought for working people, for kids, equal pay for women employees, I think that you know, that's definitely going to get a lot of support out there. But both parties are going to try to fire up their base. It's going to be a turnout election, and you need to get your base out there to vote, because the pie of undecided voters as we go forward is going to get smaller and smaller. So then it's going to be what type of ground game and apparatus do you have to make sure your voters get out and vote.
So even after all this, follow your heart, follow your gut.
Absolutely.
All right, Tom Orlando, Lorain County Clerk of Courts, thank you so much for joining us this week.
I appreciate the invite. Thank you.